Bruce Springsteen blared on the loudspeakers as Governor Walker took the stage at L.B. White, a heating manufacturer. Supporters and plant employees cheered during a speech from Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. She touted job creation and the falling unemployment rate as a reason to re-elect Walker, while her family watched on from stage. Also traveling with the candidates today is Congressman Paul Ryan, who calls Walker courageous.
We have a governor that has tackled our state's problems. He saw the problems and he ran toward them to solve them instead of running away from them, pointing fingers. And tomorrow, we're going to say to the state and to the country, we tackle our problems, we don't duck the hard decisions. Because we're going to re-elect Scott Walker as our governor tomorrow in the great state of Wisconsin.
When Walker took the microphone, he boasted that his tax reforms and freezing UW tuition have made Wisconsin a better state than it was 4 years ago. He acknowledged that not everyone agrees with his reforms, but he says he created them partially for his sons. They were also at the rally along with the First Lady.
But I hope today people in this state can see that our motives were pure. It wasn't about politics or position. It was about making sure that Matthew and Alex and all the other sons and daughters like them, all the other grandsons and granddaughters in the state, could grow up in a Wisconsin that was even better than the Wisconsin we grew up in.
After the speeches, Walker talked with supporters, took photos, and signed autographs on campaign signs. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.